let's move on to our next case. So this is a 60-year-old patient who's responding to ibrutinib, but then eventually develops atrial fibrillation on therapy and requires anticoagulation with warfarin. What would you most likely recommend in this situation? And it looks like 36% would use acalabrutinib, about 18% venetoclax and rituximab, and 23% would continue ibrutinib at the same dose, and some would continue ibrutinib at a reduced dose. So Dr. Weerde, how do you think about this type of patient?
So a young patient, 17p deletion, I'm thinking long term, I want to keep the patient on target for as long as I can, so I'd like to be able to maintain the patient on a BTK inhibitor-based therapy for as long as I can and then switch them if they become refractory. So we don't use ibrutinib in combination with warfarin, but we do use ibrutinib in combination with other anticoagulants. So my preference would be to switch patient off warfarin and continue the ibrutinib, just to keep the patient in class of drug.
Anything that you'd do different for this patient, Dr. Watt?
No, and actually my answer was incorrect. I would also switch their anticoagulation, but I would change to acalabrutinib. I think that, in my experience, the rate of atrial fibrillation is lower on acalabrutinib, and like I said before, I've switched a lot of patients from ibrutinib to acalabrutinib with AFib and had some success doing that.
And it looks like there's a question from the audience about the use of anti-CD20 in the frontline. Why is anti-CD20 given for 6 cycles when given in combination with ibrutinib? Is there a strong rationale for that other than the fact that 6 is the magic number that we use for everything?
Yep, 6 is the magic number. Actually, for the Alliance study, it was designed so that the dose of rituximab in the IR arm was similar to what was in the BR arm, and then it was based upon the study that Jan Berger from MD Anderson had done initially with ibrutinib rituximab, and we used pretty much the same regimen.
So let's go on to our next question to the audience. So have you or would you use acalabrutinib as initial therapy for CLL outside of a trial setting? It looks like 5% have, a little bit less than 2/3 have not, but they would for the right patient, and about 1/3 have not and would not use this in this particular situation.